Hare Krishna. So, back from Prince Island here in Budapest. It's supposed to be sunny, but it's not. It's cloudy, but the weather's nice. Not as nice as Istanbul, but nice. And warm enough for me to have started my Nira fast, which is a maple syrup, palm juice fast, and I'm doing that to do a little health toning and cleansing, following in the footprints of Govinda Maharaj and Arjuna Swami Maharaj, who also done it in the past. And I'll do it for a week, see how it goes, and then see if I can continue it later on. Where the weather is warm, specifically in India. Reason being is that one's body cools down quite a bit during this fast, and I'm so prone to catching colds, I don't want to do this anywhere in a cooler climate. But the weather forecast here in Hungary is good for the rest of the week. And as for next week, well, hopefully it stays that way. I'm staying in Budapest until the weekend. On the weekend, the plan is to go to Pécs, one of the preaching centers where I haven't been as yet this year. It's the only one, excuse me, that I haven't been to as yet this year. And from there, I'll come back here to Budapest. Monday, Tuesday, and Arjuna Swami Maharaj will be visiting here. Wednesday, Thursday, he's spending at the farm. And then on Thursday, I think, Bhaktivinoda Maharaj will be coming, temple president of Coimbatore, India. He'll be coming on his European visit. And he'll stay for a few days. And on the 28th, we will be having the transfer of Radha Shamsundar from their deity room to a temporary altar and deity room facilities and everything. And that will be very, very exciting. And then, of course, all the work can begin on the deity room, as well as the pujari area. We'll give some updates on that. And I'll be here in Hungary, farm, and Budapest until the 3rd, at which time I'll be flying out to Spain. And we're having our European leaders meeting, as well as our RG European RGB meeting for 4 days. And thereafter, I'll be flying to Tirupati. And we're having our GBC meetings over there. And I'll give opportunity to visit some of the holy places there and see Balaji again, which is certainly on the schedule. And which will be sending reports and pictures from that. And that's from the 10th until the from the 10th until the 20th, at which time we'll be going again to Coimbatore. And once again, I'll be like last year, staying there for 3 weeks and doing a course of treatment at the AVP, Arya Vaidya Pharmacy. I don't know why they call it a pharmacy, but anyway, I guess that's how it started out. Certainly much more than a pharmacy now. And we won't be alone. Like last year, and Arjuna Swami Maharaj will be here, there, and Bhajan Maharaj, we're all doing the course at the same time. as well as Radharaja Prabhu here from Hungary. And Chandramouli Maharaj is also coming later, so we'll have good sadhu sangha over there. And won't be Shabby Hari Prabhu who's accompanying this time. It'll be Bharat, Bhakta Bharat. And Shabby Hari will come in the spring. And we'll be there for 3 weeks, and from there going straight to Mayapur for a couple of weeks. And at the end of November, from Mayapur, go to Delhi and spend a few days there and a few days in Vrindavan, and coming back here for the third. On the fourth is our Diwali dinner, which is actually our annual VIP dinner. And then on that weekend, on that same weekend, we'll be having a Bhagavad Gita Jayanti, and reading Bhagavad Gita and distributing Bhagavad Gita, and staying here in Hungary for another week. And then if things go according to plan, then I'm going to go for book distribution for 2 weeks up until the Christmas plan, meaning that who knows, not even so much what the health situation is, but in terms of being able to get away after being away for 2 months from regular management leadership issues, especially since I won't be spending much more time here in Hungary in the new year. I have to, of course, I'll be going for 2 weeks to the UK, and our GBC meetings start already in late January. So that means I have to go back again. I'll only be here for about 3 weeks in January, and let's see how we can organize and manage everything. And then we'll be in Mayapur and Vrindavan, maybe a little in Puri as well, for a total of up until the end of March, at which time we'll be coming back. And then once again, moving Radha Shamsundar back to their permanent altar with new Shringasan and new floor and new other Shringasans and so many improvements and renovations. Hopefully they'll be pleased by the upgrading of their seva, of their service. And that's end of March. That means that's it for about the next 6 months, practically speaking. It means I'm a little out of Hungary more than I'd like to be. I'd like to be here a little more for that. And that's why hopefully in the future, when I do resign as the GBC, or at least I've already resigned, but when that resignation comes into effect, I'll be able to concentrate a little more in these preaching areas, spend a little more time here, spend more time in Istanbul, spend more time in the UK, and less time at meetings. Unfortunately, there's just not enough time to do everything. It would be invaluable to spend time in Mayapur and Vrindavan, away from the preaching, and being able to focus more on my own personal bhajan. There's just not enough time in the day, not enough time in the month, not enough time in the year to do everything that we want to do. Hare Krishna. That's something we can't do anything about. We have to just make do with what we have. And so that's sort of a picture of the upcoming days and months, and the travel and the places will be. We'll be sending podcasts, hopefully up-to-date podcasts, and sometimes when we can't, either we're traveling or somehow other things got extremely busy, especially in Tirupati, then we'll be sending some from our backlog catalog of podcasts, and I hope that that's all right with devotees, trying to answer questions and talking about parikramas that we're taking, and whatever other topical things that happen to be in the forefront of my mind and events. And Hare Krishna, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya.